Hello, everyone. I'm James Hilliard. Thank you for joining us for the special Connection Point series. We're looking at how Hewlett-Packard is helping higher education schools meet the challenges that face 21st century education, something that the company has really been doing for 75 years. And as you may know, recently Hewlett-Packard split the company in order to provide higher education customers even more value-targeted solutions. We will be discussing the four transformation areas that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has announced: enable, transform, empower, and protect. These four areas are the key building blocks that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has developed to support a wide range of information technology products and solutions that can really help bring higher education organizations greater value and economic returns from their data centers to their campuses. During this four-part podcast series, we are pleased to have Dan Rang on board. He is HPE's National Manager for Education and Government, supporting GovConnection. Also here, Lisa Trisciani, Vice President of GovConnection's Field Sales Organization. We're going to hear from Lisa in a little bit, but Dan, I'm turning to you. You are here to talk about HPE's four transformative areas in the data center, and again, how those are helping schools and their students succeed. On this episode, Dan, we are talking about the transform pillar. What does that mean to HPE?
Well, James, as we know, there's a lot of transformation in the world today, but Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, when we discuss transformation, we're talking about transforming higher education to a hybrid infrastructure that will boost information technology agility with simple, flexible, and workload-optimized infrastructure solutions.
So that's what you're trying to bring to these organizations. What are the trends that are driving that? Why are they looking for these solutions?
Well, if you look today at a couple of the big market trends in higher education, there's a significant cloud adoption driven by demand for shared services within these institutions. 85% of institutions have at least one software as a service application or SaaS, mainly largely about email. But if you look to the future, in 2017, at least 75% of new or replacement student information systems globally will be SaaS or cloud-based. So leveraging IT to better engage students is still an evolving priority with our customers. 87% of higher education institutions have instructional designers to help faculty develop digital courses and course content and material. 73% of these institutions have special grants for innovative and use of technology.
So they're looking to transform, and they know they need to, but what pain points then is this causing some of our higher ed orgs out there?
Well, I think you're seeing a lot of pain points in our organization. I mean, I think you see that the support demands are increasing for more services on constrained budgets. And the struggle to integrate costly legacy systems into new platforms is ongoing in our universities. And we're all constantly, they're looking to work to deliver a consistently high-quality user experience. The users are used to instant access today. They're used to that information being there when they want it. And, you know, for an example, it's not just the CIO in these in the universities. It's, you know, the CFO, it's the presidents, you know. The flat declining budgets in most of our institutions and the rising expectations of service delivery is a real issue within our organizations.
I have a lot of conversations, not only in higher ed, but also the enterprise in general. When it comes to these ideas of transformation, one thing that I hear a lot, especially from the enterprise, we want simple networks. We can't add more complexity. We've kind of already gone through that. We want to go back to a simplicity idea. Is that the same? Is that something that really matters to colleges and universities as well? Are they looking for that?
Oh, I think there's three main points that matter to college and universities, and those points are simplicity, flexibility, and affordability. All three of those points are very important to them. Our customers are looking to take advantage of virtualized and converged solutions to deploy new workloads easier and faster. So, I mean, they need to have a system that is simple to deploy and can get them started immediately. Flexibility really matters for these customers. I mean, customers must be able to quickly respond to evolving complex capacity demands driven by special workloads or peak demand. A lot of times, the university systems go unused at certain times during the year. You know, during high enrollment or a high grade period, some of these systems sit a little idle, move up and down. And a lot of customers are looking to increase that flexibility of being able to bring burst into the cloud and bring things back to the cloud and vice versa. So And the other thing that's always important is affordability matters. I mean, customers have limited dollars, so value still counts.
No, absolutely. I hear that. Okay, so let's talk then about what HPE has to offer to higher ed to help them go through this transformation and, again, attain these things they're looking for, the simplicity, the flexibility, the affordability.
Yeah, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has been in this business a long time. We've coined the word converged infrastructure, and that continues to evolve at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Simple, virtualized solutions that deliver more compute power in less space, increasing efficiency while accelerating delivery. An example of that is our HPE Helion. It's a complete portfolio of cloud services, products, and solutions that offer enterprise-class security, scalability, and performance to your private, hybrid, and managed clouds. It's a great solution.
Hey, Dan, good stuff on that. I do appreciate it. And transformation, we know a lot of organizations are looking to transform right now. Lisa, that lets me slide on over to you. Partners are GovC and HPE, but not just partners, Platinum HP Partner. What does that bring to a customer?
We are indeed Platinum HP Partner. And as you know, HPI and HPE have gone their separate ways and they're different siloed companies. We actually bring the whole solution together. So whether you're talking about the clients, the computing versus the networking, the storage, the data center, we're able to bring that whole solution together. Working with HP on updated roadmaps and working on the new technologies that are coming our way, hyper-converged computing, making sure that we're putting bundles that are scalable and always being up to date and partnering and having that constant communication with HP. But we're kind of that one throat to choke, so to speak, where we have the whole entire HP portfolio and we can bring it all together.
And that's the Platinum partnership. There are other services as well. Integration IT services is a big offering, as I know.
We do. We have our integrated services, and everybody just thinks, you know, gosh, you know, box pusher, or, you know, you just have regular servers that we're just shipping out. We actually have the integrated services, and it's such an important part of the implementation because a lot of times what you need is very different than the actual deployment and integration. And we've got folks that we've got project managers that help with the delivery and making sure that we stay on time, we stay on budget, we watch it very closely. We've got a whole services team that are specific to different pillars. So we've got storage folks, we've got server folks, we've got staff augmentation. Anything we can do to be an extension from a services perspective for our customers, we have the resources.
All right, Lisa. Hey, good place for us to wrap up. Do appreciate your time. Dan, thank you for joining us here as well. And folks, if you want to learn more about the products and services that can really help ensure your school achieves meaningful outcomes with HPE's four transformative areas for the data center, then turn to GovConnection, a PC connection company. You can do a couple of things. One, utilize the URL on the screen. That will give you more information online. If you have an account manager and team in place, reach out to that team. If you don't have a team yet, 1-800-800-0019 is a phone number that you can use to get in touch with someone. And if you want to send us an email, we're happy to receive that, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Thanks again for joining us here on Connection Point.